active. Tell us how you're feeling and how you're doing.
Oh, I'm feeling great. Yeah, we're really getting after it, getting stronger, getting better at football, for sure.
Is this the second phase? Did we start in the off-season?
Phase two. Here we are. Yep.
Explain to us what that means.
Okay, phase two, we're allowed to do a little bit more on the field work with our coaches. So we're getting through some basic teamwork and stuff like that.
How does that change stuff for you in terms of, I mean, obviously on the field
changes? Yeah, Well, it changes our schedule a little bit. But more than that, I think just getting with a group of guys and run through some plays, getting some coaching on some plays, more football-oriented stuff.
You didn't reveal your diagnosis and treatment for cancer until much later. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for that and why you're more open about it now?
Well, you know what? Through the course of the season, there's a lot of things that you just kind of are trying to balance out. So we just said, let's take our time with it, but let's do it as soon as we can to help as many people as we can.
Is that what you have a job to do now because you had the testicular cancer, that you feel like it's a responsibility as you live the rest of your life to do something about that?
Well, you know what? I think God gave me an opportunity to shine some light on an issue that is affecting lots of men in this world.
And what is the message that you'd like to get out?
Well, I think it's just early detection. The sooner you detect it, the sooner you get to a doctor, the less of a problem it can be, the quicker you're going to be healed.
What was it like dealing with that the whole season, though, last year?
Really, it wasn't the whole season. With the great care of the doctors and everybody that took care of me, it was a couple of weeks. I was cured, I was healed, and just moving forward.
So, Nate, it was just surgery. You didn't have to do the chemo and radiation. So the message is, check yourself and continue to...
Be vigilant. Check yourself. If you're feeling anything, the best solution is just to go tell a doctor.
Would you have gotten treatment as quickly if you weren't a professional athlete? I mean, did you have, like, medical care at your disposal?
No, I don't think so. I think that the fact that I had the physical here, the fact that I had a lot of people looking after my health, is something that probably a lot of men don't have at my age. So I think that made a difference.
Have you talked to John Lester at all about this issue or anybody else?
No, I haven't spoken to him, no.
Nate, what's the reaction been like from people on Twitter or anywhere else since, you know, it's been a few weeks now since the story's come out? So
well, you know what? Like the comments you see on some of the articles and all that sort of thing, it's changed people's minds, I think, about the issue, shed some light on it. And I think a lot of people have come out and said they've gone through similar things.
How about with your teammates? A handful of them you confided in, but mm-hmm. a large number of them, I imagine, were unaware until the story was written.
Yeah, that's true. Tons of support from all my teammates, which I expected nothing less. Those guys are awesome.
And your wife is pregnant now? Was that
she is, yes.
A big surprise and a very happy one?
Well, I guess it was a surprise whether we didn't know it was going to happen, but we were trying to make it happen. So.
What was it like, what happened when the doctor called you and said you had this? You're a big man. What was the initial shock? It must have been shocking.
You know what? It didn't all absorb right away, but you know what? They ran me right into the course of a great group of doctors, and they gave me the information I needed, the treatment I needed right away.
Was that here, Nate?
That was in Boston, yeah, Mass General.
Oh, Mass General. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you want to send a message to all your caregivers?
Well, those guys were fantastic, and they're not the kind of guys that I even need to name. They know who they are, and they've done a wonderful job. All the staff at Mass General has been fantastic and wonderful, highly professional.
Quite a year for you. You have this diagnosis, the treatment, and the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a year.
Yeah,
it's been a big year.
You know what? And we got a lot more to go. You know, I'm the one that's always looking forward because there's big things to come. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it impacted your season at all?
Who knows? Who knows? Probably, but I don't know.
Like you played 16 games, right?
Yeah.
Football-wise, I know every player sort of looks back at the last year to assess, hey, I'd like to, you know, improve in this area, mm-hmm. you know, if I can maintain in this area. Mm-hmm. For you, I'm curious what your thoughts are in that regard for yourself.
Yeah, well, I always feel like I need to improve, and I think I do need to improve. You know, there's a lot of areas, pass protection, run protection, things that I'd like to be a lot better at.
How closely do you follow the moves that, you know, other teams are making, specifically in the AFC East?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the mm-hmm. defensive lines look like they're mm-hmm. loading up a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, it's exciting. And that's why we play. I mean, that's the fun of it. You play against some great defensive lines, some great players, and it's a big challenge every week. Definitely.
What about the moves that you your own teammate to kind of bolster the offensive line. You know it's a business, and you're always going to try to bring in the biggest, youngest offensive lineman.
When you also want to be on the best team you can be on. So the better, the more good players they can bring in, the better, you know. So we're always competing for a job. We're always trying to get better and be a part of that.
Nathan, what type of advice would you give to a couple of the new O-line rookies that are coming in?
Well, you know what? I'll save the advice. They have a lot to learn, that's for sure.
Was there ever a point last year, right when you got the diagnosis, that you thought, well, maybe this will affect my season. Maybe I won't be able to play a full season like I normally do?
That was a thought. That's a natural thought, I think. And the doctors quickly assured me that with this treatment that they were doing and everything, that I would be just fine.
Did it change anything about you in terms of like a carpe diem, you know, life is short and so I better work my ass off more so or do things differently?
Well, I think it definitely grew my faith with God. I had this great transformation, great hope, great peace about the whole deal, and it really was my relationship with Jesus Christ.
Did it also kind of awaken you to the fact, if I can deal with this off the field, you know, football, obviously you love it, but you can deal with anything on the football field if you can deal with something serious in life?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I can deal with anything, but you do the best you can, and that's... you know, the great thing too is, you can spend more time with the ones you love, focus more on the people that matter the most. I think that was the message I really came away with.
Maybe the best perspective, I guess.
Yeah, changes your perspective a little bit, yeah.
What were your impressions of your trip to the White House and going that whole deal?
That was really neat. That was really neat.
I have a bunch of young kids coming in the first day as pros, end of the week. Do they have any? What someone said to us, I didn't know what I didn't know. That's how much. Do they have any idea what they're about to face? You were that player once.
I knew some things. I didn't know a lot of things, though. So, you know, you don't know what you're going to learn, that's for sure.
How much for you as a veteran do you have to brush up on all the concepts and stuff that you learn through the rest of your career?
Brush up on the concepts?
Just
I don't know what you mean.
On plays and everything that...
like that I've forgotten over the offseason or something? Well, they put new stuff in there, so you're always learning. We're all really on the same page because we're all held to the same standard of how we need to know this information. I've done it a little bit more, so sometimes that can help me, but I can also hurt if they're changing some things. So I just study as best I can to know the best I can.
Your workouts are the same, by the way? I mean, are they still...
As compared to what?
Last year or the year before? I mean, nothing's changed.
Well, we're working hard, yeah. What do you mean?
How you go about your workouts, your off-season programs.
You, personally.
My approach to the off-season is to get as strong and as fast as I can during the off-season, and that's always the same.
Like to walk around as a world champion, one of the most, it'll become one of the iconic games ever in Super Bowl history.
Yeah,
you're the world champ. What's it like to walk around with that championship trophy and the game itself?
I genuinely don't think I'm a person that lives in the past, and I think that there's so many more tremendous things to come that that's just one of them.
You ever get that ring out and wear it?
We don't have it yet.
Well, you think you will?
I don't know. Who knows?
They're rather large.
Yeah.
Do you have a sense that it's maybe a deepened resolve to do it again after winning in a collective sense? I mean, is that the impression you've had thus far?
You got a lot of guys that got a lot of resolve. You got a lot of guys that have a lot of drive. And that's the team that I'm a part of, and I'm really proud to be a part of that group.
When is your wife
due? Coming up in the next couple months.
When you're talking about, you know, the things that you don't know in terms of being a rookie, there's also you guys don't know what it's like to repeat. Have you gotten information from the coaches or veterans who have done it in the past or anything like that as to the challenges you guys are facing?
Well, I don't know what I don't know, but I do know that we're going to take it one game at a time. And we're going to do the best that we can just to give ourselves a chance to win another game.
Do you see yourself taking more of a leadership role now entering your fifth season?
I do the best that I can to do everything I need to do to be the best player that I can. And I think everyone's watching everyone else. And when you're doing that, then you do take on a leadership role.
I guess we have to ask the obvious question, boy or girl?
I don't know. We don't know. Surprise.
You don't want to know.
No, we don't want to know.
Nate, you're entering your fifth year here. I think that's going to end your first deal. What are your thoughts about this year and maybe perhaps staying beyond this year?
I would love to stay. And God will provide other than that. Who knows what will happen. My approach with that, too, is just do the best that I can while I'm here.
Is that part of, you said, living in the present?
Yeah. Well, you have to. I mean, there's too many unknowns.
Just thinking about the difference between this time now and last year, this time when you were a
as a running coach. Mm-hmm. Give us a feel for what, you know, how you feel that all went and where you're going now with that.
I think we're ahead in some areas. I think that knowing the way he thinks, knowing the way he's going to coach things, gives us a little bit of an advantage to last year at this time. But I don't take anything for granted. We learn everything from the base up. We take it back from the beginning. So that's kind of where we're at.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry about my voice.